This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to London Pub Reviews, the podcast, now in its third year. I don't need to tell you that a lot has happened in the world over the past 3 years, but none of it is as exciting as me having a drink in a pub and talking about that. This week, we're at the Jolly Woodman, 9 Chancery Lane, BR3 6NR, nearest station Beckenham Junction Overground. There were pretty flower boxes outside the Jolly Woodman pub in Beckenham, although when viewed from inside, through the distorted, rippled windows, they looked like something Hunter S. Thompson may have picked on his way to Las Vegas. The traditional bar greets you just inside the entrance doors, and signs behind the servery read, "Please take phone calls outside, and please keep dogs off the furniture."
Aww.
A blackboard advertised hand-painted prints of the pub itself, in various sizes and formats, so I added a Jolly Woodman greeting card to my drinks order, figuring I could post it back to the pub, commending the staff on their fine establishment. The card was a bit more pricey than I was expecting, although the thick paper was of fine stock and the printing of a high standard. The painting of the pub exterior was also impressive, although, as I pointed out to the barwoman, it failed to show the convertible BMW that was parked outside, with its wing mirrors pulled in on account of the narrow road. I sat to the left of the serving area, alongside a stout black log burner. Perhaps the Jolly Woodman cut down the trees to feed this log burner, and I couldn't help thinking that perhaps he shouldn't be quite so jolly, given his contribution to a warming planet that threatens all life upon it. Above my seat was a wooden wall plaque, which read, "Terry's Pew." I didn't know Terry from Adam, but in my mind he was a giant of a man, and I hoped he wouldn't come roaring into the bar at any moment, find me in his spot and give me a proper old thrashing. Near Terry's plaque was a round antique clock, its face bearing the words Brian M. Pogue, Beckenham. A clockmaker sounds like a rather quaint, old-fashioned profession these days, like that of a woodman. Clocks can keep you awake with their incessant ticking and make you feel like you're going quietly insane. But at least making clocks doesn't lead to harmful carbon escaping into the air, causing ecological carnage, like other jobs I could mention.
Tick, tock, tick.
The ticking of Brian tick, M. Pogue's tock. Clock was at an odd pace, like a swift clip-clop of a horseshoe that contained an embedded stone. This, inadvertently, led me to up my own pace, to drink even faster at a fair old clippity-clop. A black TV was switched off and there was no piped music. No machines plinkety-plonked either, just the relentless ticking of the local Beckenham timepiece, intertwined with furious sloshing, gulping sounds. The wooden floorboards looked quite smart and new, and I followed these around to the back bar in search of the gents. The Jolly Woodman pub is one of those old-fashioned houses where the toilet is outside. There was a noticeable temperature change when I exited the rear door, especially after sitting next to a hearty log burner. Distinctive orange bar stools were dotted around a paved outdoor area, and a green watering can sat, ready for action, on top of a silver beer keg. The gents were over to the right. It was so cold I could see my own breath. Despite the cold, I stayed to wash my hands and the working hand dryer air was very warm. In my short time at the Jolly Woodman, I had experienced hot log burner air, cold, cold outdoor air, and hot hand dryer air. And now as I watched, the water from my dripping hands was turning into humid air and flowing upwards as a zone of low pressure. In front of my eyes, I saw the water forming into clouds.
Oh, no.
Clouds of a great storm. Cold air meeting warm, moist air. Oh, dear. I rushed back across the cold paving slabs and flung open the pub door, which crashed into the wall on account of the gale behind me.
Everybody!
I screamed.
Batten the hatches! Hit the deck! There's a hurricane inbound!
I began spiralling around, out of control, careering through the back room, colliding with tables and customers, upsetting drinks, knocking down pictures and knickknacks.
Hurricane!
I screamed.
It's Mother Nature! She's very, very angry at the woodman!
There was more disorder as the howling gale whipped around the back bar room, felling chairs and sending beer mats flying, until, eventually, I guess, someone managed to close the door. When I was escorted out the front entranceway, I was still very dizzy from the tornado, and this caused me to veer off course, falling into the convertible BMW. Its car alarm sounded like the incessant tick of a very modern, very annoying clock. And, I suspect, soon afterwards, it was picked up by the twister, along with a cow or two, and thrown some distance. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim King.
Oh, sorry.
The producer was Nick Coop.
Sorry.
It was recorded by Alex O'Donovan at Strong Room Studios. Sound design was by Andy Goddard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The executive producer was Claire Broughton.
Pardon me.
And it was a Hattrick production.
Sorry.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.